Unit 15. Reading Passage. Food, education, healthcare. We take these things for granted, but for much of the world's population, they're in short supply. Some 1.4 billion people live in extreme poverty, barely surviving on $1.25 per day. In certain regions, like sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, and Latin America, not only is poverty widespread, but it's passed on from generation to generation. Research on the complex problem has identified several keys to breaking the poverty cycle. Diseases like AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis are among the greatest burdens on the poor. Some 40 million people are infected with AIDS, and 95% of all cases are in the developing world. Malaria, rampant in parts of Africa, has an economic cost of $12 billion a year due to medical costs and lost work. And tuberculosis continues to sicken millions. Efforts are underway to stamp out these diseases, such as groups distributing anti-malaria bed nets. Critical medicines and vaccines are also being provided by the UN, government agencies, and NGOs. Breaking this link in the poverty cycle is a top priority. Education is another key area, as knowledge, skills, and training can help families improve their lives through higher earnings. Poor nations often lack the resources to fund universal education or adult literacy programs. However, there are success stories. In Mozambique and Bolivia, money saved from national debt relief programs has been channeled into education systems. In a related issue, there is a critical link between nutrition and education. Many poor children are undernourished, with a lack of iron and iodine, leading to stunted brain development. Thus, along with being well-taught, children must also be well-fed. Improving economic conditions, both on the local and national level, is another part of the equation. Families with more resources eat better, get better medical care, and have access to more resources. On the local level, there has been success with microloans. As the name suggests, these are small loans to people and communities to start businesses and enhance infrastructure. In Thailand, for example, the government provides microloans of $100 to $300 to farmers and street vendors for seeds, equipment, and goods. On the national level, a number of countries, including Vietnam and Malaysia, have brought poverty levels down by producing more goods locally. They're also pushing to increase exports to wealthy countries. Yet observers say rich countries make this difficult, as their import tariffs and subsidies act as market barriers. This is especially the case with agricultural goods. Without question, poor countries face complex, interconnected challenges. In addition to the above problems, others, such as corruption, war, and gender inequality, come into play. Despite the bad news, there have been success stories. In East Asia, the poverty rate fell from 80% in 1981 to 18% in 2005. And one of the UN's Millennium Development Goals is to have global poverty rates by 2015. With governments and aid groups working together, we can hopefully end the cycle of poverty one family at a time.